Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Before we get to your Father's Day festivities,
yeah,
you got about 3 or 4 days growth of a beard again.
Yeah.
You always look, you know, cool.
I don't think you should let it go. It just gets kind of scraggly on the outside, so I don't like that.
I think you could grow a serious beard.
I don't think I can.
You could give Bennigan a run for
no
your first month.
No way. I don't have it. No way.
I think you do.
I don't think I have
it. You probably could.
I think you could do it.
That's serious.
Tropical Storm and I were talking about it the other day. I don't know. My mom was all over me about it the other day. She's like, when are you going to shave? When are you going to shave? I don't know. I'm still like a little kid when my mom says that to me. So I kind of feel like I can go like a day or two. It's when it starts to itch. So, you know, Tropical asked me the other day. He said, you know, Dad, can you grow a beard? And I was like, no. And he goes, well, why not?
Yes,
I go,
you can. It's on your face now.
It starts to itch, though, after a couple days. And, you know, why don't I grow a beard during the middle of the summer? Because that's genius. That's absolutely genius.
Well, that's what you've done.
I do want to go straight buzz cut on my head.
Did you have a fine Father's Day?
I did. I got a really cool golf shirt, and that is so middle aged man, isn't it? We got a really nice golf shirt. We went to Home Depot. I bought some some stuff for the furnace and blah blah blah. I hate being old, man. I'm trapped.
You're not old.
My mind is young. My body hates me, though. Body hates me. I looked in the mirror the other day. Yesterday, I was like, oh, that's my dad.
Yeah, hi, Dad.
I saw my dad, and I was just like, I mean, I love my dad, and it was Father's Day. I was thinking about him yesterday, but I was just like, man, I'm cursed with all the same problems he had.
What else did you do?
Your
wife cook a nice dinner? Did you go out? What did you do?
Fantastic. So she had stuff going on in the morning, so I took the kids to brunch in the morning. We went to a pretty decent place, and that was nice. I just want to sit outside and have a cup of coffee. Like, that made me happy yesterday. Nice. I don't know. It's funny how when you get old, little things are okay. And then just to not have to do any dishes yesterday, that was a treat in itself. And we grilled out at the end of the night. And nice. My wife is fantastic, man. No one cooks better than she does.
That's what you keep telling me.
She's so
good. Dan and I wouldn't know if you don't bring stuff.
She's so good. And then, you know, like, she's like, when are you going to make dinner for me? I'm like, I can't even come close to living in your world.
Pot pie?
Because we get in the argument all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm happy to make tacos. And she's like, you have to make something other than tacos. I go, I'll make something, but you can't be upset about the fact that I'm like...
Not a gourmet cook like you are.
I'm like a two-course meal. I know how to throw a salad together and then something real simple. I'm telling you, she could do a six-course meal off the top of her head, and it'll be fantastic. Everything will be.
We had a Phelps... It's become a Phelps family Father's Day tradition yesterday.
Golf? What'd you guys do?
No. I went to a baseball game first. I went to the Division VI state championship game at Canal Park.
Oh, are we going to... Yeah, we need to give some shout-outs.
It was a lot of fun. Berlin Highland came back. They gave up 3 in the 7th, and I think it was Lake Christian. And they scored 3 in the 7th to take the lead, and then Berlin Highland came back and scored 2. But it was a great... Canal Park does a great job with those games. That was a lot of fun.
Lake Catholic, congratulations to you. You're a state champion. Yeah. University of School, state runner-up. Good for you guys, too. Congratulations. Am I forgetting anybody? I don't want to forget anybody that's in our listening room.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And the Canal Park is a terrific place to watch a baseball game, no matter what level of game is being played there. And then twice a year, Andy.
Yes.
I get to go to a place that I enjoy, and the family likes giving me absolute grief about it, but then they go and they eat it and they devour it.
Hang on, Amherst Steel, got to give you a shout out too. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
That's okay.
I didn't want to leave anybody out.
Went to one of the infamous Barberton Chicken Houses for dinner last night.
Oh, is that the tradition?
Yes. So, Father's Day and birthday. So I did.
Did you get any gifts out of this or no? Just chicken. You were good with that?
I got 2 gifts from one of my kids.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
And it's okay. He picked them up between the baseball game and going to dinner.
There you go.
I walked in the house and they were sitting on the kitchen table. a bag of Frito scoops.
Oh, well played. Well played.
And?
That's called knowing your audience.
And?
Kids.
Fig Newtons.
Wow, two for one.
That is remind your audience.
Fig Newtons is a family joke as well, because one time for snacks, you know, back when you're doing the snacks for kids, I busted up Fig Newtons and gave everybody Fig Newtons. I think my kids were embarrassed as all get out because Fig Newtons was our snack. My kid yesterday actually said to me, and he has a gal pal, and I said something about Fig Newtons, you know, and there they are. He gave them to me for Father's Day. And I said something about when I, you know, we gave them out for the snack day, you know, for after the game. And he went, she actually said to me the other day, hey, have you ever had these things called Fig Newtons? They're great.
You're kidding.
No. And he looked at her and he thought, oh, my God.
The problem is they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're too dry on the outside.
I had three with coffee this morning.
See, but you need the coffee to make them okay.
No, I don't.
I just do. I want to destroy something you love because you destroyed Reese's peanut butter cups to me. And I'm not getting in the Reese's argument with you again. You destroyed them for me.
Because now all the salt gives you a headache?
Well, no. I never once ever thought about when I ate them that there was salt in them because it just wasn't top of mind. And then you bring that up and it's like severance. You implanted it into the back of my head. And so now every time I eat one of those, it's all I can taste is salt. Thanks, man.
Anything for you.
You
Anything
suck.
For you. Dano, did you splurge? Did you buy your dad dinner yesterday? What'd you do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I gave him, so every year he has a gas starter on a charcoal grill.
U.S. Open hat?
And so every year I'd buy him, he would have been okay with it, but what I got him, he likes a lot better, which is we get these little propane tanks, which help his gas starter on his charcoal grill. And so he's over the moon with that, and then wood chips for him to smoke meat. And he's over the moon with the idea that he can smoke meat and get his grill started without having to sit there forever. And so spent the rest of the day doing what he wanted, which was to sit around, have a couple cocktails, talk stupid, and graze is exactly how he put it. So we ate a miscellaneous amount of appetizers all over the place, and he was happy to hold conversations that went nowhere.
Well done.
Nice job.
Well done.
Yeah, nice job.
I'd disown you if you were my son, but well done. Otherwise, you'd be good.
You've already disowned me, and I'm not even your son.
That is true.
That's a very valid point, isn't it?
I respect that.
That's a very valid point.
I respect that. Yeah, so no, good day for you then overall then?
Yeah, it was a fun baseball game to watch, and then good dinner.
I got nothing else. I was at the track meet this weekend. That was fun.
The restaurant that we went to closed at 6:30.
What was the discount on your Golden Buckeye card? Did you pull the ARP card out for
it
that?
It was weird because we had planned to get there at 5:30 and they close at like 7:30 anyway. But we walked out. We were one of two parties left in the place. We walked out and there was a taped message on the door. Closed at 6:30 today. Thanks. What restaurant closes at 6:30?
A breakfast place?
Yeah, and it's not.
Maybe they're holding a holiday party?
Everybody was out of there.
Whatever.
Isn't that strange?
Maybe they were closed just because they wanted to do. Yeah, that is weird.
That might have been. Yeah, that's when I thought it was strange, but quite tasty. So there you go. So we hope everybody had a dandy Father's Day and enjoyed celebrating with your pop or thinking about your pop.
Oh, the other big exciting thing was I got a new propane tank. That was awesome.
That's a big thing.
I tell you, that first time you put that propane tank on, you just feel the power. You're like, oh, it works. Because then you realize that the last one was running out of propane, and you're like, it was just kind of a little bit of a flame. And then yesterday it was just, whoosh, fired.
You know when you get a different grill, and it sometimes takes you a while to figure out.
Yeah.
I purchased a grill from a gentleman known as the Poobah, and I've been getting used to his grill. And the other day, my wife had been saying for a couple of weeks, you know what? We should get some steak and cook some steak on the grill.
There you go, yeah.
Well, the grill that I did have needed new burners and everything else.
Yeah.
Flames were outrageously high.
Yeah,
you know, so I'd have to turn it way down and the thing would get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have a really good lid on it, you know.
Oh, I know the feeling. I'm living that life right now.
It was a decent grill and it worked, mm-hmm. you know, and it worked for a while. But I got this different grill from the Poobah. And
does it say, what is this burger you speak of?
So
what is this chicken you speak of?
It's got a really heavy lid on it, but the burners aren't overly hot.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how to cook on this as opposed to the other one, because the other one I almost never close the lid. So I'm cooking these fillets.
Oh.
And
oh, Dan, fillets, excuse me. That's a ding.
It's big city living right there.
It's a ding.
That's big city living.
Should I preface it a little bit? I'm cooking these fillets that I got from one of the great big places where you have to show your card when you walk in.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's still a ding.
Still big city living.
It's the only place to buy a fillet.
Still big city living.
The first time all year that we've bought steak. So
don't make us feel bad for you.
So I've got them on the grill, and they're not getting all heated up, and I thought, all right, I got to close the lid. And I've got to try this. So I closed the lid.
Pressure.
And then I, you know, flipped them close. They were perfect. It was really good. And then afterwards, you know, because you should always look at the directions afterwards. Mm-hmm. I looked up on the internet, hey, how should I cook a steak on this particular model of grill? And they had some dude with an Australian accent, you know, who's some grill master. And he said, always close the lid when you cook on your grill.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I never did.
Really?
Yeah, because the dang thing used to get so hot that I didn't want the thing to burn the house down.
I don't know, hot dogs maybe? I can't think of another thing.
So anyhow, now I'm learning how to cook properly while closing the lid. Worked out great.
I'm so proud of you.
Game 5 NBA Finals tonight. Pacers, Thunder, Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com will have opinions. Who wins it and why? And what about the Orlando Magic now that they have Desmond Bane? Amico's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.